Now I'm going to read Psalm 126. If you were here Sunday, you would remember I said something about the psalm, commenced to share, and said if I have another opportunity, I will continue. Well, we'll just give it to you in capsule form as we bring this very special session to a close. And we have appreciated very much being here in a time of prayer and so forth and so on. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, like the streams in the Negev. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weepeth, and bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And, of course, the latter part of the psalm, we want to very briefly leave a couple thoughts with you for your continual encouragement. The first part of the psalm, of course, deals with the praise and celebration of the saints, those believers or those Jews who were delivered from captivity. They had been in captivity for 70 years. It is this captivity, if you would remember, that they were asked to sing one of their songs. You remember that. And they said, how could we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And they hung their harps in the willows or the willow trees. But these same people now are filled with praise, filled with joy as they make their way to their homeland, having been delivered. And so I mentioned to you on Sunday that there are three notes in this psalm. There is the note of praise, the first half of the psalm, as they celebrate and rejoice in the great things the Lord hath done for them. The application, of course, is clear. You and I rejoice for the great things the Lord has done for us. The psalmist says in Psalm 107 and verse 2, that the Lord has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, and he has done that for us. Also, Paul tells us as he writes to Titus, that he has redeemed us from all iniquity, chapter 2 and verse 14. And Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14, it says that he has delivered us from the grave. He has delivered us from death. And I believe there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54 really is a reference to Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14. Let me just read it for you. Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of Sheol. That's the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O Sheol, I will be thy destruction. And you remember, as Paul writes concerning the resurrection of the believers, he mentions, of course, the fact of the grave and death being defeated through that resurrection, having been defeated through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Paul, when he wrote to Titus, said, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Revelation, John in the book of Revelation. We have been redeemed out of every kindred, and tribe and nation and people, and it calls for a time of rejoice. But we also mentioned that there is a note of prayer, verse 4. Then we noted that there's a note of prospect. That's the aspect I want to share very briefly with you in the next 5 minutes. And I have used three words to sum up what we are to share with you briefly. There is the how to sow. Here is speaking of sowing seed. Sowing seed. It speaks of they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with him. And so, the three words, number one, the how we are to sow. We are to sow in tears. I dealt with that on Sunday. The emphasis really is concern. The emphasis really is a burden for the lost. I was in a little group this morning in the prayer meeting at the tent. And I said to Brother Don, I said, Brother Don, I sense today, as I gathered there with those four brothers, Brother Willie from the People's Church, and Brother Rupert, and myself, and Brother Allison, was in our little group, and I said to Brother Don later, I have sensed today as we bowed to pray, as we spent time in prayer, I've sensed what I sensed in 1967 when I came and attended the first prayer meeting on a Saturday morning in the church apartment. I said to the brethren after I sensed that prayer meeting that God is going to work. I sense that spirit today as tears were being shed, as burdens were being expressed. They that sow in tears, listen, concern. And so there is the how to sow. Sow in tears, there is sorrow for loved ones, there is an urgency, and there is the expression of concern. Then there is the when to sow. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, that's when the sowing is to take place. When we go forth, and we are be going forth to preach the word of God, you've started already, as it has been intimated on the mainland, and even here. In the community itself, you have been preaching, both by your life and by your witness, as you've gone and given out literature and shared with people truth concerning the crusade. God bless on the mainland as you shared with people and led some to the Lord. And so there is the when to sow, and there shall be abundance of sowing during the crusade time. We say to folk, we preach the gospel. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Because we believe the gospel is the answer. If we did not believe that, there will not be this plan for the crusade now. There will not be those tents pitched on the ball field if we did not believe that the gospel is the answer. And so there is the how to sow, there is the when to sow, and there is the what to sow. There is the what to sow. And they that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed. That's the word. That's the word to sow. When the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples, when he sent the 12 forth, he said, as you go, preach. Preach the word that I have told you. The sower went forth to... So, the sower went forth to sow, and so we are to preach the gospel. And this, of course, is connected with the Great Commission. The Great Commission. We have to go forth and preaching the word. And it is the word, and you and I know that it is a precious word, bearing not just seed, but precious seed. Do you know there are people who go forth, but they don't sow? There are Christians who go forth, and they are involved in certain activities, civic activities, social activities. They are there, but they don't always sow. They don't always witness. They don't always sow the seed. And so we are to sow the precious seed, because it's a living word. You can sow the seed and go home and go to bed, and the word will still work, because it's a living word. And it will bring forth fruit, as the Bible says, abundantly. I close with reading just a verse from Isaiah chapter 55, and it's verse 11. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down and sow and snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but wither watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, Galatians chapter 6, 7, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. As we sow the word of God, there will be the reaping to the glory of God and to the blessing of precious souls. Brother Ludi, go ahead. Ludi, want me to read this announcement? Would like for anyone with a J.R. Church, Junior Church videotape, to please bring them back to Junior Church Department. Nursery attendants can pick up a copy on table in the foyer.